The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is merchandise time, and joining us right now on line one, we have Scott in Dunfermline. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, how are you doing?
Very good, my friend. Welcome along to the show. Scott loves Absolute Radio 90s, is a project engineer, and is currently working on a distillery.
Oh.
How is that, Scott?
It's very interesting, to be honest. We've not had to sample any yet, but hopefully towards the end, that might be a good job.
Well, that's the spirit. You would have earned it by then. What are you distilling? Is it like moonshine? Is it like prohibition? What's going on?
It's mainly whiskey that we're doing.
Wow, okay. So if you win a mug, will you have your first drop of whiskey from a distillery that you project managed out of my cup?
I'm actually thinking about tea, but now you've thrown that in.
Just for the record, I'm not encouraging anybody to drink out of an Absolute Radio mug at 6:46 in the morning. That is not what I'm doing.
Sip it like Davey did.
Yeah. Sip it like Davey used to do, and that's where the troubles began. Let's all be adults about this and move on. But yes, fair enough. Scott, I'm going to play you a little soundbite from yesterday's show. It comes from the Social Ammunition. It's the sound of an alligator munching down on something. Here it is again. So, Scott, to win a mug, to have your tea in, is that alligator chomping down on a phone or a bowl of cereal?
A phone.
It is. Well done, yes. Scott. Listen, good luck finishing the project. Thank you for tuning in on 90s. Send our love to the team. We'll speak to you real soon.
Brilliant. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Scott. Appreciate that. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. We have a whole stack of that music. In fact, we're going to examine the stack of music closely next with another round of blind ranking, which went terribly yesterday as far as the team goes, but I have three new songs on offer for you to rank blindly.
Lovely.
From first to second and then to third. But first, well, it's the Social Ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, what's going
yes,
on out there?
There's a few little celebrity stories around this morning. First, a guy called Michael Hogan shared a list of people who sound like fonts, and Lad Bible have shared it. So the list reads Ariana Grande,
she does sound like
a font.
It does.
Roman Roy.
Yes.
Jim Courier, of course.
Yes.
Lydia West, Bon Iver, Suella Braverman, and Jesse Ventura. They're his list of people that sound like fonts. Other ones underneath it, Ace Ventura is a good observation.
Yeah.
And Orlando Bloom is an
excellent. Oh, that is a good font.
Yeah. Certainly does sound like a
Florida
font.
Georgia Line. That sounds like a font.
Yes,
really does. Love them on country.
Montserrat Cabay, I was thinking, remember her from Barcelona with Freddie?
Zendaya.
No.
Yeah.
Zendaya. Hugh Bonneville.
Hugh Bonneville.
That's a good one.
That's why I'd send my CV off in Hugh Bonneville.
And so that's very, very interesting stuff. Feel free to get in touch with your other celebrity fonts. Celine Dion doesn't sound like a font, but
well, she does a bit, to be fair.
Yeah, I suppose
no,
you
could.
You could set your writing to, you set your Word document to Celine Dion, but the Hypebeast Womble is first for all Celine Dion content. And over the weekend, he said
his heart will always go on.
This simple one-liner. Read the vowels in Celine Dion out loud. That is all. Thank you.
I couldn't be bothered to do it.
I did. I did it a couple of times.
What is it then?
I was pleasantly surprised. It made me smile.
Well, for those who haven't figured it out.
Do you want me to the vowels in Celine Dion? E-I-E-I-O.
You'll be talking about it later, and he saved your data.
Let's move on swiftly, because we've got another TikTok top 10 to bring you.
Yay!
The biggest things in the UK.
But as the boss has told us several times, not the actual 10.
No,
let's just do
5-1. Three, yes. And they've done it in the top 5. I think they seem to be listening. And in terms of brevity and impact, they've shortened them down from 10. So this is done in 5. This was sent to me by Tim Bakerboy on Instagram. They really are running out of ideas now, because I didn't know these existed. They are the 5 biggest water parks in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah, no wonder there wasn't a top 10.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, these are the only water parks.
It's number 8,
the
River
Wandle. There's some indoor and outdoor ones. They're really scraping the barrel now. Here we go.
The top 5 water parks in the UK.
Come on.
At number 5 is Splashdown Key West in Payton. This being the largest outdoor water park in the UK.
Wow.
At number 4 is The Wave in Coventry. What sets this apart is virtual reality experience. At number 3 is Splashdown in Pool, which offers an indoor and outdoor experience and has the fastest slide called the Thunder. At number 2 is Waterworld in Stoke-on-Trent, which offers the most spiral rides. At number 1 is Sandcastle Water Park in Blackpool, this being the largest indoor water park in the UK.
Blackpool. When they say indoor and outdoor, do they mean mostly indoor, but there's a bit where the slide goes outdoors for 5 seconds?
Exactly.
Is you ever 100%. Really outdoors then? I'm not sure.
Matt, if they're running out of ideas, this is the second time I've pitched this in live on the air. You've got to do the biggest Wicks in the UK.
I know, we must.
A top 10 breakdown.
Yes, we must do. But how do you get hold of the video footage?
I don't know. But
buy a drone.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
And get a map.
That's it.
That's your Easter weekend sorted.
It's a big assignment you've set for me here, Dave. Anyway, I'll share the videos. You'll be talking about them later, and I've saved you data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words. 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
So here we go again in what history will remember as the most dismal run in 5 words, 5 grand history. We're topping out at like 2 out of 5s consistently here on the show. We need to do better. And hoping to do just that. A hero to us all in the making, we have Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Ryan, welcome to the show. Ryan is a scaffolder to the scaffolders.
The scaffolders
in Manchester. Now, you're currently taking the scaffold down, Ryan.
Well, yeah, waiting to, mate. We're sat outside at the minute. We can't start till 8.
Oh, you can't start time because of the noise. I thought we were holding you up. I thought you'd gone like, right, not yet, lads. I'm doing 5 words, 5 grand with Dave. You hold on.
Doing at the bit, ready to get at it.
Okay, lovely stuff. Well, you can get at it in 24 minutes. Between now and then, you could be winning yourself £5,000. Ryan, let's spin the random player generator and see who you're playing along with today.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
It is Anna Geary, who, stay there for a second, for the first time ever, I've got your walkout music.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously Matt's got his walkout music, which is this, the Scatman, Scatty Matty. Yeah. And then obviously because of Glenn's security guard, Peter, his bodyguard, morning Peter, nothing. When Glenn walks out, because he scoops him up and carries Glenn out, it's lovely. And then of course, for the pothole princess.
It's Radley Domain. Newman. What is that?
It's Radley Newman who sang You Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story. He actually has a song about potholes. Ryan, get this right. It's easier to find songs about potholes than it is about princesses. Because believe you me, I've been trying all night and all morning. So, Anna, get out of here.
That's brilliant.
I can't wait to listen to that song in full. God bless the potholes.
Oh, dear.
Amazing. It was either that or Potholes in My Lawn by De La Soul from their day.
Yes.
Which was also a strong contender.
It was a strong contender. OK, Ryan, Anna has left the studio, and that means I can now safely give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary is most likely to give, because we will welcome the pothole princess back into the studio, and I'll give her the same 5 words. Of course, at least 3 of her answers are going to be the word pothole. If her words match your words, you win £5,000. Good luck, Ryan.
Thank you.
Your first word this morning is up.
Down.
Yes.
Moon. M-O-O-N. Moon.
Sun.
Yes. It's good.
Extra. E-X-T-R-A. Extra.
Terrestrial. That's the right.
Yeah.
Oh,
really
my goodness me, Ryan. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. He's doing this whole thing with one scaffold pole on his shoulder as well. Terrestrial! Your penultimate word is cinema.
Room.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Ryan's doing well.
Yeah.
Hello.
So you see.
A lot of money in the scaffolding trade.
And finally, Watch. W-A-T-C-H. Watch.
Time.
Watch yeah. Time. It's okay to have a wheelhouse at the end.
Yeah.
Ryan, nicely done. Stay right there. You've still got 20 minutes left until you're allowed to take the scaffold down. So go and get a cup of tea. Yeah. And the pothole princess is going to be back in the studio next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
So, the pothole princess, Anna Geary, is now back in the studio. Ryan has been waiting on line one. Ryan, it's time to get down to business. Good luck.
Yeah.
Up.
Down.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
Nice.
A scaffold pole story in just two words there.
Yeah.
1 minute you're up, next thing you're down. Mm. Ryan, that is a point on the board. How are you feeling?
Well, yeah, not too bad, mate. I'm hoping to get
all of them. Okay, hoping to get better than one. Well, that's good. Dream big. Dream big. Here we go. Because not many have so far, let me tell you. Moon.
Sun.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, 2 out of 5. I'm so pleased. Yes,
this is
Anna.
Great. We're flying. Yes. This is scissors gliding through wrapping paper stuff.
Extra.
Oh, extra. Extra. Less.
Oh. Sorry, Ryan, you've not won the money today. Extraterrestrial was the brilliant answer we had from Ryan.
That's
but extra
good.
Less. I would have gone for extra, extra, extra.
Read all about it.
100%,
yeah.
See, I start a sentence.
Extra time.
Finishes, you finish.
He's still going.
Oh, dear. Right, Ryan, as I say, you've not won the money, but it's been lovely having you tuned in on the main station. Let's do the remaining two words, shall we? Just see if we can finally best 2 out of 5. Cinema.
Goa.
Room. But Goa's
that's
excellent.
Good. Goa's a good one.
And watch.
Strap.
Time.
Oh.
So once again, it is 2 out of 5 on 5 words, 5 grand. Ryan, have a great day ahead, man. As I say, thanks for tuning in. Of course, we will be playing tomorrow. Ben Burrell is in the hot seat for the first time ever. I'm letting someone else host 5 words, 5 grand in my absence. If you want to play, it's 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. We will be playing again tomorrow.
5 words, 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right now it is a bit of a head in the hands moment for me. Because on the phone is guitarist in one of the great bands. Also one of the nicest guys you could ever wish to meet. I love him so much. We holidayed together. He has been at the very centre of the big talk of this show over the last 10 days. Please give it up for Andy from Travis. Oh, morning,
good
Andy.
Morning. Good morning. Hey, how the devil are you?
Oh, man. I'm okay, man. I'm nervous about this. I don't know where this is going to go. For those of you who may not know, about 20 years ago, Andy very kindly lent me a book. He borrowed me Star of the Sea by Joseph O'Connor. And I've never given it back to him until I realised that Travis were back with new music and I thought this might be a nice opportunity to get it back to you. So, Andy, first of all, how are you feeling? What's your gut reaction to me not returning your property for over 2 decades?
I've got to say it's hurt, Dave. It really has hurt a bit.
So rude.
it was a... You'd read this book, you'd read The Star of the Sea, and you thought, you'd love this, Dave.
I did think you would enjoy it. I didn't think it'd take you 20 years to read it, Dave, though.
No. I mean, the awful thing, and I can't believe I'm going to have to say this, because I'd hoped you may have heard it when Fran told Ben Burrell, but I'd never actually got round to reading it either, Andy.
Oh, and And they haven't made a movie either.
Andy knows me only too well. I could have blagged it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody reached out to me on Instagram saying that Joseph O'Connor is going to be doing a live in-person talk through Star of the Sea.
Let's go together.
Yeah, shall we go just to rekindle our old romance? So the thing about this story that a lot of people were kind of a bit about was that you lent me this book when we were holidaying together in Barbados.
Yes. All I'll say is remember the boat trip.
Oh.
We didn't
talk
about it.
Yeah. Do tell. Andy.
Well, remember one of the party was sick in the boat trip and we had to get off in the middle of nowhere, as far as I can remember, into the sea.
Wow.
Maybe that was when you thought, oh, I know Dave would like a book called Star of the Sea.
Yeah. This might help him get over it a little bit.
I remember us sitting in the restaurant and the where you took your shoes and socks off before you went in, and then waves in the evening, they would just kind of lap at your feet while you're eating. Do you remember that, Andy?
Well, it was a wonderful week, Dave. So it really was.
Now, last week, via my friend and stablemate Ben Burrell, we gave the book to Fran.
Has he
returned the book yet, or are we still clocking
up? Person. He's taken it. He's got it. But he's gone back to America right now. Maybe another 20 years until I see it.
What a journey it's been on.
So, I mean, you just mentioned there Fran's probably the wrong person to have returned it to, is he?
Yeah, it may be.
No.
Okay, he's a similar wheelhouse to yours,
right,
truly. Okay. We had a librarian named Janet on the show last week, and she told me that if you were a library, you'd have every right to ask me for £1,460 in late fees. What's your reaction to that, Andy?
We'll call it a pint. We'll round it in for a pint.
Oh, bless you. Now, Andy, this all came about because I saw that you guys were going to be swinging by to talk to us here at Absolute Radio, because your brand new album, LA Times, is out in July, which is your 10th studio album.
Oh my God, who would have thought it?
Well, I mean, loads of people do, because you've got millions of fans around the world. And I'm just looking at the way in which some of the fans are talking about, you know, the album coming out, how excited they are. Is it still as exciting for you, Andy?
It's super exciting at the moment. I must admit, we're really, really proud of this record. It's really, really good. And it's been great fun so far. You know, it's been really nice to be back out and doing it again.
And of course, well, getting back out there, you know, when you're in Travis, you've got to do it to a big level. So you're touring with The Killers this summer as well, and it doesn't get much bigger than that. Are you looking forward to that, Andy?
It's fantastic. I mean, we've been knowing them a long while, and they're a great bunch of guys, so it's just going to be first and foremost, it's going to be a real laugh, but secondly, I think it's a really good show. It's going to be a good night.
I've got to ask you then, if you're such good friends with him, if you'd lent Brandon Flowers from The Killers a book 20 years ago, do you think he would have got it back by now?
Oh, Brandon's very reliable. He would have got it back within 2 weeks.
Stand-up guy, isn't
it?
Yeah.
He would have read it.
Yeah, he would have actually read it.
He would have returned it with a book that I might like to read in return. Yeah, haven't given
some
thought.
That's just the way Brandon is, you know, that's where you're
all. Brandon. Andy, it's been great having you on the show. Thanks for being such a great sport about this. I do hope Fran returns the book soon. But the first single from LA Times, Gaslight, is out now. We love it here at Absolute Radio, and you can hear it with Ben Burrell when he talks to Fran and Dougie from Travis on his always brilliant show from 1 o'clock. But right now, give it up for Andy, everyone. Thanks, Andy.
Oh, fantastic to talk to you. Fantastic.
Love you, man. Speak to you soon.
Love you, man. Take care.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised, we have another very special guest joining us on the show this morning, live and direct on line one. It's our very own Emma Jones, everyone!
Hello.
Yes, Jonesy!
Another special guest. Who's more special than me?
We had Andy, the guitarist from Travis, on.
Yeah,
you're right, a special guest,
special.
But nowhere near as special as you, Emma. Nowhere near as special. So, listen, congratulations, because if you didn't see it on Emma's socials, on Friday, you gave birth to a little girl, and we could be more pleased, more proud, more in love.
Thank you so much.
How are you feeling?
I feel, okay. My voice is going for some reason. I don't know why. I haven't been out partying all night. I don't know. I don't deserve this. I think it's just Yeah, a combination of lack of sleep and speaking to lots of people on the phone. So I'm very husky. But apart from that, I'm as good as can be expected.
When you say speaking to lots of other people on the phone, you mean other breakfast shows? Because if you did, tell us you did us first before Radio 1 and Radio 2.
It's been a Howard Stern earlier.
Yeah, I'm on tour.
I mean, the other big question is, how's Stefan's recovery going?
Yeah, guys, he's doing all right. He came home from hospital every night for a full night's sleep, so he's, you know, he's getting through.
Was he able to golf? Was he able to go golfing?
Yeah, quick round this morning.
Oh, dear. And what about Joseph? How's he reacted to the new addition to the family?
Oh, do you know what? He has been so much better than we expected because he really didn't show any interest in me being pregnant, really, and gave us no indication that he was going to like the baby at all. So we were a bit nervous about bringing her home, but all of a sudden he turned into this loving, doting big brother, which we didn't expect, which is, it's been really sweet to watch, actually. Yeah, it's nice.
That is so cute. That must be incredible to see. Now, have you got a name for your daughter yet, Emma? Because you mentioned to us when you told us the good news on Friday that she hasn't got a name yet. Is that still the case?
It is. And I think people can't believe it because we didn't know whether we were having a boy or a girl or a man or a woman, as Glenn would say. Which his prediction was wrong, by the way. It's not a man called Gaz.
Yeah, okay. It's definitely not a man called Gaz. So you haven't got a name?
No, we didn't look. I don't know why. We didn't look at both boys' and girls' names. We had a boy's name that we liked, and we were like, well, let's just leave it at that, because then hopefully it'll be a boy and we'll be sorted. And then she really threw a spanner in the works. Now we don't have a girl's name.
The first spanner. Well, I mean, you know, one of the things that Stefan has always said the most at his time on this breakfast show when he's been a guest and when I've met him in person is this.
Doctor Who.
So can you take any...
Doctor Who.
Yeah, we've got it, Stefan.
Doctor Who.
No, I mean it. We've got it, Stefan. So what about, like, the famous assistants like Clara and Rose and Donna or something from the Doctor Who universe, like you could call her K-9 or Cyberman. Or she could be little baby Davros.
Yeah. Or maybe the only female doctor, Jodie Whittaker Powell Jones.
Jodie Whittaker Powell Jones.
She used to be known to her mates as Gaz, so that does work. That does work both ways.
That does work. Yeah. Now, the other thing we have to ask you, Emma, now you have been sat opposite me for years as I've asked various people on Line One this question. Never before have you been the person on Line One, but we all have to ask the big question, how much does your baby weigh?
She weighs 7 pounds and 6 ounces.
Lovely. Lovely stuff. Emma, listen, we are so grateful for you to find the time to talk to us because we know what's going on at the moment. We're going to let you get back to it. But as I say, we are also thrilled for you and send our love to the family. And when you decide on a name for your daughter, do let us know. But it's just such a wonderful thing. We're so pleased.
Oh, thank you. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, before you go, Wallace, you know you left your Queen poster behind. You didn't take that with you. You brought your poster of the band Queen.
No, you did.
You must be gutted. Yeah, okay, gutted. Cheers, Em. Love you. Speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Just after 9 is shout-out time here on The Breakfast Show, but of course you've got to work for them. And this week we've decided to give you a little round of the Decade Detective. So here's how it works. I've taken two songs, one from Absolute Radio 70s and one from 80s this morning, and I've kind of put them together. And if you can separate those two songs, the yolk from the egg white, and tell me which two bands or artists are involved in what you're about to hear, you can have a shout out. So the number is, of course, 8-12-15. Include your name, where you are, what you're up to, what you do for a living, what you're doing when you're not doing what you do for a living, whether you're just laying on the sofa. I don't mind. But what you need to do is tell me which two artists are involved in this. Yeah?
Yeah.
Easier than yesterday's?
Yeah, you could probably make a good mash-up name out of them as well, I reckon.
Let me have a look. Oh, OK, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all will be revealed. That is coming up for you just after 9. It is shout-out time, but here it is one more time. Get it over, get it over, get it over.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Breakfast Show, where just after nine is shout-out time on The Decade Detective. So two songs, one from 70s and one from 80s, were brought together. Could you separate them out? Could you tell me the names of the bands involved? If so, well, you can have the shout-out. Here's a reminder of what went down but 10 minutes ago. Yes, as Glenn was alluding to, it's ACBG. That's what you've got there. It's the Bee Gees Staying Alive and AC/DC Back in Black. Well done to Ollie in Shropshire, heading to Warwickshire to see some farmers. Sean, sitting in an office playing with traffic lights. Steph, the social worker from Birmingham, who's just parked up at work. JPG Plastering, who are rendering a carport. Andy working in Sutton. Steve from Cornwall rewinding motorcycle ignitions and alternators. Emma from Lee going to the gym and then taking her car for its MOT. And Cheryl in Hartford listening to the dog, 8 kilograms, snoring whilst getting ready for the dentist. Well done, Cheryl. Well done, one and all. The Decade Detective will return to the Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Tuesday morning. It is time to bid you farewell. In my case, until next Tuesday. Ben Burrell is in the hot seat tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. The team have got some time off over the Easter bank holiday weekend as well. If you miss me, well, there's a whole podcast of this stuff.
Yeah.
You can get it wherever you get your pods. We need to give it a name. So let's look at the occasions in which the podcast naming bell rung throughout this morning's 4 hours of live radio. We've got Sip It Like Davey Used To Do.
You're encouraging a listener to drink whiskey from a branded Absolute Radio mug.
Well, that's partly true. The real truth is you accused me of drinking whiskey out of a mug, true, and yeah. I'm going to sue.
Yeah.
I'd send my CV off in Hugh Bonneville.
That was from the social ammo about the celebrity fonts.
I've been to Waterworld in Stoke-on-Trent many a time.
Confession from Anna Geary there.
This is scissors gliding through wrapping paper stuff.
That's when we were doing really well at 5 Words, 5 Grand this morning from Glenn.
I love him so much. We holiday together.
Of course. You and Andy. Holiday buddies. Such a long time ago. I think we should go with I'll send my CV off in Hugh Bonneville.
So there we go. That is the name of the daily podcast. As I say, you can get that pod wherever you do your dealings. Leona Graham's going to be here next on Absolute Radio. Of course, she'll have a round of Tea Break Trivia, plus the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £190,000 this very day. So enjoy your bank holiday weekends if you're getting one. I'll be back with you next Tuesday. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.